Now Joe Porter has sport.
Atamaria. The Queensland coach Billy Slater has hailed his side's defence and never-say-die attitude after they overcame a sin-binning and several injuries to claim a come-from-behind 26-18 win over New South Wales in last night's State of Origin opener in Adelaide. The Maroons were down 18-16 and had a player yellow-carded with 10 minutes to go, but they refused to lie down, scoring two late tries to go 1-0 up in the three-match series. Queensland made two try-saving tackles in the first half, and Slater says they were crucial.
Moments like that, you know, make the difference. They hold you in the contest, and you've got to celebrate them. So there were some big plays made at the end of the game, but you keep yourself in the contest at the start of the game by making those plays.
World number one Carlos Alcaraz and women's second seed Aryna Sabalenka cruised into the third round of the French Tennis Open, but all eyes were on Novak Djokovic as a political row sparked by the two times Roland Garros champion intensified. Kosovo Olympic authorities have asked the International Olympic Committee to open disciplinary proceedings against Djokovic for writing Kosovo is the heart of Serbia on a camera lens following his first round match, but the IOC says it has no say in the matter, and the International Tennis Federation says the Serbian star did not violate any rules because the Grand Slam does not ban political statements. Djokovic is currently on court in his second round match. The new Hurricanes head coach, Clark Laidlaw, says it was a difficult decision to leave the All Black Sevens in an Olympic year. The Scotsman, who's coached the All Black Sevens since 2017 and won Olympic silver in Tokyo, will take over at the Hurricanes in 2024 when Jason Holland becomes an All Blacks assistant. Laidlaw concedes a head coach's role at a Super Rugby side was too hard to turn down, but he says it wasn't easy to walk away from Sevens.
It's been a huge part of my life. I often talk about it. It's probably changed my life. The sort of Pacific culture and the team and the Maori culture has opened my eyes to a deeper connection and what true belonging can look like. It's made me a better coach and probably a better dad and husband.
Meanwhile, the All Blacks lock Sam Whitelock has confirmed he will leave New Zealand rugby after this year's World Cup to join French club Pool. Koina na pūrongo, hakina kina.